Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Church Lady Now, broadcasting on blogtalkradio.com. I am Brother Grant, and today's teaching is which manner of spirit? Which manner of spirit? And we're talking about an exciting new approach to presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm excited to tell you about Church Lady Ministries, and our goal is to help you and I live a successful Christian life. Our program is designed to help us learn the Word of God, understand what we have learned, and apply the Word to our daily living. We do two things only. We only teach the Word of God and serve the less fortunate. And we broadcast every Wednesday evening right here on blogtalkradio.com at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. Now today we're going to look at what the Bible says about those other spirits, fortune tellers, psychic mediums, and more. There is a spirit of God and there are other spirits. But this year, we're on a path to know God's spirit, the Holy Spirit, who he is and the role he wants to play in our lives today. This is our 27th teaching in our series, Come Holy Spirit. We are teaching on the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. The Trinity is the Christian Godhead, which is, there is one God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has a divine function, and he works in harmony with God, the Father, and Jesus, the Son of God. Now, God heads the theory in a very similar to our human identity theory. That being said, my name is Artist Grant Jr. I am the son of Artist Grant Sr. and the father of Aaron and John Grant, and the son of Maddie Grant. So what I've said is, to break this down, the Trinity theory in our language means that I am a junior, I'm a father, and I'm a son. The same as we have, likewise, with God, who is a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I hope this little analogy helps to clarify the Godhead theory for those of you who are not familiar with the term. Amen. God sent the Holy Spirit to carry on the work of Jesus Christ in me and you. Today, we're talking and looking at what the Bible says about other spirits, because we do not want you to be without information. And why? Because information is power. In our radio ministry, we have been teaching on Blog Talk Radio since 2013. We currently have more than 96 published episodes and teachings available for your listening and learning. All past teachings are available on demand, which means you can listen to our program at any time. We are available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt 501c3 ministry. All donations to Church Lady Ministries are tax-deductible. You can partner with us to share the good news of the gospel and help the less fortunate. Our ministry has good news, and we are good soil to sow your financial seeds of giving to support the teaching of the gospel and to serve the less fortunate. Now, our story, and I want to give you a brief overview. So listeners, don't think that our name should fool you. This is Church Lady Ministries, but we're not a lady-only ministry. Artist Oliver, the church lady, has been involved in the street ministry to the homeless population in Tacoma and Seattle for many years, as well as an international evangelist in Russia, Africa, and Korea. The name Church Lady was given to Minister Artis by the homeless people to whom she ministered. They could not remember her name, so they just started calling her Church Lady. Thus, we have Church Lady Ministries. We do two things. We teach the Bible and serve the less fortunate, homeless people, men, women, and children that are in battered shelters. Now, Church Lady Ministries is called to present the good news of salvation because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and the opening of prison to those who are bound. Church Lady is one of the Northwest's leading anointed practical Bible teachers and an international evangelist with the call to help people to be restored through Jesus Christ. She loves God and loves to see people have their lives changed for the better through a personal relationship with Christ. Church Lady teaches on a number of Bible topics. She focuses on helping you and I know God for ourselves. And this should result in your transformation. She uses her 20 years of experience in live dramatic productions to bring the Word of God alive in her lively illustrated messages, her Bible classes, workshops, and retreats. So we serve the less fortunate, and the ministry is under the Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 commission, which is, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. He called us to preach and teach the gospel, heal, proclaim liberty to captives and set those in prison free, with a focus on spiritual and emotional healing. We serve less fortunate homeless men, as well as women, in our local battered woman's shelter. Now, Minister Artis Oliver, also known as Church Lady, earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. And she has traveled internationally with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. Now, on your computer screen, if you're using a computer, you'll see scrolling inspirational clip art, which you will find our ministry contact information. So we invite you to become a Church Lady Ministries partner. You can partner with us to serve the less fortunate. And for just $9.99 a month, our partnership is a great opportunity for you to teach and allow us to share the gospel and to serve the less fortunate. So to become a ministry partner, you can call us today to enroll. You can reach us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we will send you our ministry partner package. The Church Lady Ministry is a spiritual ministry, and we operate in the power and the fruit of the Holy Spirit for the purpose of Bible teaching and serving the less fortunate. So now, today's teaching, in this age of anything goes, we thought it wise to inform you about what the Bible says about other spirits. So now, let's join the Church Lady for today's teaching. Which manner of spirit? So, good afternoon, Church Lady.
Good afternoon, Brother Grant. How are you doing?
I'm doing just wonderful. I'm in Las Vegas at the Palazzo doing a trade show, but I am here and live to work.
Well, you know, I praise God for you, and thank you so much for being available while you're on another project. So I thank God for your faithfulness to Church Lady Ministries. You're an absolutely awesome ministry partner. Thank you so much.
So let's go to today's teaching.
All right. Well, welcome, everybody. Welcome to Church Lady Now. Our goal is to help you to live your best life now and to be a blessing to others. As Brother Grant said, we want you to be informed. Information is power. God wants us to live in power and in victory. Today we're going to look at what the Bible says about those other spirits, you know, fortune tellers, psychics, and mediums. Our foundation scripture is found in 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. The King James Version says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses that Jesus is come in the flesh and is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye shall have heard that it should come. And even now, already it has come into the world. Now, to break this down, we want to look at the NIV version of the same thing. The NIV version says, "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world." This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world. Now that we've established our foundation scripture, I want to give you a little backstory. The book of 1 John was a letter that was written by the Apostle John to the churches. John wrote this letter to assure believers of eternal life. There were teachers of another doctrine that had come into the church. And John says that these teachers were deceitful. Deceitful means that they were cheating, that they were misleading, that they were dishonest. So cheating, misleading, dishonest people came into the church, and they were teaching. These teachers of another doctrine had once been church members. Some of them had left the church and taken on the ways of the world. John, in his letter, wanted to expose the false teachers of the true believer. So the book of John teaches us about love, light, knowledge, and warns against false teaching. John teaches love is the sign of a true Christian, and the lack of love indicates one is in darkness. He teaches us that fellowship with God results in light and true fellowship with other believers. The key here is that fellowship with God and other believers helps us to recognize false teachers. When we have fellowship with God, we're walking in light and obeying the word. Believers have a spiritual adversary. Now, in order to test the spirits, we must ask the question, who they acknowledge as their Savior and Lord. So we've laid the foundation. We've provided our foundation scripture. We explained a little bit about John 1 and the context of which our foundation scripture is presented. Now, our foundation scripture, according to the NIV, says, "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world." This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. Let me say that again. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist. what you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. John is telling us not to be gullible and accept just any teaching from a prophet. Now, a prophet is simply someone who brings a message from God, at least someone who says that they're bringing a message from God, someone who claims to have divine inspiration. Beloved, every prophet has a spirit. The spirit is from God or it is not. From the Bible, we know that there is the spirit of the Antichrist, spirit of error, and the spirit of God. And the spirit of God is the only truth. It is up to us to be able to rightfully test the spirit to determine its source. In 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 21, the Apostle Paul tells us, test all things and hold fast what is good. The bottom line is, does the Spirit accept or reject Christ as the incarnate Son of God? If it does not, it is not from God. You know, the Bible has a lot to say about other spirits. Mediums, sorcerers, witchcraft, and the bewitched. Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verses 10 through 12. The heading in my Bible says, avoid wicked customs. Let's go to verse 10. Deuteronomy 18, in the NIV, verse 10, says, let no one be found among you who sacrifices their son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft. The next verse says, or casts spells, or who is a medium or a spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. Because these same detestable practices, the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you. So God does not want us engaging in that kind of practice. What does detestable mean? It means that it's something that is extremely hateful, very odious, deserving of abhorrence. Something God really doesn't like. And from the Old Testament, we learn that there were illegitimate prophets. And God does not want his people, God does not want us to be in error. So we have been warned. We have been warned. He wants us to live under his direction. In the Old Testament, there was Moses, the appointed leader from God. And in the New Testament, we have Jesus. Jesus gave us a new covenant, the covenant of grace and truth and the promise of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is alive and well. He's our mediator of the better covenant. He is our prophet who fulfilled the requirements of the Old Testament. Jesus made a way for you and I to have covenant with God. Remember, a prophet is one who carries a divine message from God. Our foundation scripture commands us to what? Test the spirit. This is a command to all Christians, not just to pastors, teachers, or deacons. When we are asked what we believe, you and I, we need to be certain. Christianity is about what we believe, and we are commanded to test the spirit. Because there are good spirits and there are bad spirits. The Bible tells us there are false prophets in sheep's clothing. In the New Testament, there are three references to false teaching. They're found in Matthew 7, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing. 2 Peter 2, there will be false teachers among you who will secretly bring destructive heresy. And then there's Acts 20. After my departure, this is Jesus talking, after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. in seminary, they taught us about admixture. That's the mixing of a little truth with a non-truth, which results in a distortion of God's message. Someone said it best like this. They said that false teaching looks a lot like truth. Now, when we mature in Christ, it is not only what we believe that matters, but is what we do with what we believe. Discernment of truth is crucial to our faith. When we are spiritually immature, we are tossed to and fro and carried with every doctrine by trickery men. Now, every spirit that is not of God will fail the test. False teaching does not confess Jesus Christ has come in the flesh and is from God. A false message is always wrong about Jesus. The right confession is that Jesus is God in the flesh. The right confession is that Jesus is God in the flesh. He is fully God and fully man. John is a witness. The Apostle John is a witness. He saw Jesus, he touched Jesus, and he heard Jesus teach. Jesus said to his disciples, "I and the Father are one. He who has seen me has seen the Father." That's John 10:30. All believers are required to be informed with knowledge in order to not be led by false doctrine. There are two messages, a message from God and a message that is not from God. The message from God will always center on Christ. The message from God will always center on Christ. In the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 18 through 19, NIV, we learn that the Bible says this: "For as I have often told you before, and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach. And their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things." We're talking about testing the spirits. Beloved, we must always know our position. A message from God will always, always point to Jesus. Now, in summary, John teaches us that we must know the truth for ourselves. He said in the saying today, we cannot believe everything people say. Not everyone who claims to be a prophet from God is delivering a message from God. There are a lot of false prophets, teachers, and preachers. Only those who confess faith in Christ as the Son of God, who came in the flesh, are true teachers. You and I must be able to pass the Christ test so that we are not deceived. Now, in order to test the spirits, we must be Bible students. We must listen to Church Lady Now. We must pick up the Bible. We must go to Bible class. On Sunday, when the preacher is preaching, we need to have our Bible open and look at that scripture. Because, see, in order to test the spirits, we must know what the Word of God says. And we've got to have the ability to check what's being said. False teachers, false prophets, are usually very appealing people. They look good and they sound good. They even mention Jesus in their teaching, but they do not teach that Jesus is the Son of God, born in the flesh. They do not teach that Jesus is eternal. Now, we know that Jesus is eternal because Colossians 1:16 says, "For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him." Him is Jesus. Jesus is God. Jesus is the only way to God. We should look for the following when testing the Spirit: a confession of faith that Jesus has come in the flesh and is of God; signs of faith; obedience to the Word; love for others; love for Jesus; and the inner witness of the Holy Spirit. In closing, beloved, we are all responsible for the ability to test the Spirit. Our goal was to ensure that you're informed today, because information is power. Our foundation scripture for today is found in the book of John, 1 John, chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, which reads, "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world." This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in this world. Beloved, we are commanded to know. We are commanded to know which manner of spirit is speaking into our lives. Test the spirit. This is the test. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. Beloved, remember that information is powerful. We do not want you to be deceived. Time to close our program. This is Church Lady. I pray that this teaching has opened your eyes and made you spiritually more aware of what's being said and where it's coming from. If it's from God or if it's from the deceiver. And on that note, let's go back to Brother Grant in lovely Las Vegas. Brother Grant.
So before we say goodbye, we want to bless you, each of you, with our perpetual prayer for each of our listeners. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Now, as we've said, this year we are on the path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is and the role he wants to play in our lives today. So this was our 26th teaching in the series entitled Come Holy Spirit. Now, you can contact us, and we invite you to do so, and you can follow us on social media. And our media contacts are as follows. You can go to Blog Talk Radio, put in the search box, Church Lady Now, and follow us. On Facebook, you can like us, and we will contact you. And we have two Facebook pages, Artist Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries. So, and if all else fails, you can email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. So we want to thank you for joining Church Lady Now. Please join us today, and join us next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time as we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is, and the role he wants to play in our lives today. So as we come on up to our 100th program, we plan on making special plans for a show. So please listen in. And remember, If you want to become a ministry partner, please call us at area code 253-472-6213 for more information. Our goal is to help you to live a successful and victorious Christian life. And to obtain more information on our ministry happenings, you can visit our Facebook pages and or Artist Oliver Church Lady Ministries. So you can call us, as I've said before, area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So we invite you to join us next week. And again, thank you for joining us today. So this is Brother Grant saying, have a blessed day.